WRWB 489. WSH F 575. Copy. This is WRWB 489. Negative copy on WSHF 575. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead there, Paul. WRWB 489.
Yeah, I might hit a few weak spots here, Mike, but I'll work through them here pretty quick. Good morning.
Yeah, morning time out there.
Right.
A QRM in there with your last transmission.
As I told you, I'm starting to get into a weak area, so I'm going to try to be through it here in a couple of minutes.
I heard you that time. Yeah, I can hear it when you're driving, but and for the most part, you know, that last transmission was okay.
Yeah, I think pretty much it gets better from this point on. There's just one or two little stretches that are kind of weaker. You can tell by the receive strength on the repeater, but we should be good for the most part now. Then you got those idiots in there. Scott Hubble. That's WSU. Actually forgetting his last three numbers. Oh, 202, yeah. That's that idiot. Got nothing better to do.
Yeah, tomfoolery out here. Sometimes, you know, it just doesn't end. Anyway, on a other note, my radio is going to be coming in.
Oh, good. That's happening pretty quick.
Yeah, they must have a high, return rate. That's why they weren't, asking me all these, complicated questions about the radio. They just said, no, ship it back, and we'll give you a new one.
Yeah, the problem is you need to tell them to bench check it, right? And I don't know that they're going to do it. Depends who you buy it from, because they obviously have a slew of bad ones.
Lonely.
There's Scott Hubble right there. Hey, Scott Hubble. WSCU 202. Right, this ain't the CB radio. Jack wagon. So keep it where you belong, right? Bring it here. They ought to band you from this repeater. That's what they ought to do. Scott Hubble over on Marquette Street, WSEU 202, bootlegging off his wife's call. So, Susie Hubble. You don't deserve this license, dude. This is the problem when they just make you pay $30 for it. Brings trash like you up here.
Well, you know, if it gets to be too much, Sean just turns the repeater off and that's it. And nobody has privileges. You know, it's kind of a sad situation, but, it happens.
Well, it's unfortunate, right? Because look, they want to act like idiots on the other radio, that's up to them. The problem is they bring it up here, right? And that's the problem. It's what I said would happen. I think people ought to think twice about talking to Scott Hubble, SEU 202. the trash bag, right? They ought to think twice about talking to that guy. Now he's trying to jam up on the GMRS repeater, right? Throwing comments in, just being the typical scumbag that he is.
Talk all this shit you want, man. Go ahead. Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares.
I'm sorry, but you're not part of this conversation, Scott Hubble. So, you know, if you want to be a general pest, you go ahead and be a general pest. You call a 3.5-year-old girl the N-word, you threaten to beat my head in with a brick till I'm dead, you're a piece of crap is what you are, right? Now, I didn't say anything about it here, but you're engaging me. You're not wanted in this conversation. So hit the road, hillbilly.
It's a public amateur radio. I can.
It's not an amateur radio, you goofball. Heaven forbids the day you get a ham radio license. You can't even maintain or behave up here. You think it's that CB radio that you're so invested in. That's what you think it is. And that's what's wrong with your brain. There's something wrong with you. They ought to ban you from this. That's what they ought to do. The owner has the right to say you're not wanted to be here. They own it. You don't.
There's nothing they can do but...
Well, I don't want to hear you. You're in my conversation, and really, I don't believe I've asked. I didn't call for you. You're in here causing trouble. You're throwing your comments in. You're making noises. You're a general nuisance and idiot is what you are, period, dot. Mike, I'm going to let this idiot have fun, but they ought to ban him from this repeater system is what they ought to do. Scott Hubble, WSEU202, bootlegging off his wife's call. They ought to ban him from this repeater system. I'll see you, Mike. Have a good morning. WRWP 489, WSHM 738. Here, Scott, you can have it and trash it all yourself right here.
All right there, Paul. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489. I'll be standing by.
Oh, yeah, and don't let them know, Mike, but that stupid idiot doesn't have a clue this is all being recorded out here. So, all right, anyways, he's made a name for himself here at radios. He might as well sell it and throw it in the garbage. It's going to do him no good here. All right, WSHM 738.
Once again, you don't have a clue is what you're talking about.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Monitoring.
What's going on out there? You got WRWB 489.
Not much, just found the way to work. Another Monday morning.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm getting ready here myself. It's like, I don't want to do it, but I got to. I have no choice, otherwise my clients don't get their necessary care, so.
Yeah, I know what you mean, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh isn't, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, too. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful Monday. It's supposed to be 80 degrees today and sunny. So get off at 3:30 so I can enjoy some of that day.
Oh, okay. Now, my friend here was, my friend was saying that it was supposed to rain today, but you're saying it's supposed to be sunny and 80. Well, it must be depending on the location. I'm over here in Clinton Township,
Now, my Alexa gives me the weather report every morning when I get up. She wakes me up and tells me what today's weather is, and she said sunny and 80s. Didn't say anything about rain.
Where's your home QTH?
Shelby Township, West Utica Road, between Ryan and DeQuinder.
Oh, that's not far. That's like a hop, skip, and a jump for me. So, yeah. Well, then, you must have got the wrong report, or his weather app told him different. You know, these, I don't always go by these weather apps or Alexa. They're not, you know, to me, I don't think they're accurate.
I agree with you on that. She's like, it's a 50-50. Throw it up in the air and see how they fall.
Right, pretty much. Yeah, I know that area quite well. I used to take care of a guy up there. We go to River Bend every weekend.
Yeah, I work at the old Park Davis facility on Parkdale Road. It's now Endo Pharmaceutical. I've been there 33 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then I used to spend a lot of time up there at that, the old Hayloft West. I know it's not called that now, but, you know, I've spent many times there.
Yeah, it's now called Wild Coyote Joe's. I drive past there twice a day to and from work.
Yeah, it used to get packed on the weekends, I'll tell you, man. I'm like, wow. Pretty happening place. Well, they get a lot of A-listed, you know, musicians that play there, too, on certain nights.
Good morning, guys. WSFG 947. Just got in the car and driving into work, listening in.
Yeah, join the party. 772.
Morning time there. We got WRWB 489.
Yeah, I didn't quite copy where you guys were from, but I'm from Fairport Harbor.
772 Shelby Township.
QTH is Quinton Township here. And I didn't quite catch yours, your location. You're kind of picket fencing there, little QRM. Go ahead again with that.
Yeah, I'm Fairport Harbor, basically the end of 44 North almost.
Trying to picture where that's at. That's just past. You know what? I don't even know where that's at, to be honest.
Where did you get your from?
I'm from Quinton Township here. I'm down here by Lake St. Clair. About 5 miles off the lake, 4 miles.
Oh, wow. We caught a major, major skip then this morning because I am about 40 miles east of Cleveland on Lake Erie.
Okay. Yeah, I was telling my one buddy earlier that I heard you guys. Yeah. So your repeater down there is hitting ours. I said, yeah, I think I hear a little bit of tropospheric ducting in there because I heard the message go, you know, with your guys' call sign for that repeater.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of static from you. I'm on mobile right now, but yeah,
40 miles east of Cleveland. Got that. That's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good. You want to pick it up there? I forgot your call there, Shelby Township. But I don't want to leave you out of the loop, so go ahead. If you had a comment. Well, I guess I lost you both. All right there. Well, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by listening. All right there. It's getting hard to understand you. So, you have a good morning. Safe travels. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSBK 548 over here in Kalamazoo. WSBK 548 Kalamazoo. I hear there's some ducking going on here.
Yeah, go ahead there, KZU. This is WRWB 489 over here in Clinton Township here. Just a few miles off the lake, northeast here.
You're coming in loud and clear. They can take out the call letters again real slow.
Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 489.
Really coming in loud. Where are you at again?
Clinton Township, Michigan here, just Macomb County, just about maybe 3 miles off Lake St. Clair.
Yeah, you got me over here in Kalamazoo. I heard you talking earlier to somebody, Ohio?
Yes, correct. I was out of Cleveland. Yeah, I heard the their call sign, you know, for the repeater's identification earlier, and I'm like, oh, looks like we got some tropospheric ducting going on this morning. And then you chime in from the KZU, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So.
Well, I'm going to let you go for now, but I'll continue to listen while I get my coffee's ready, so maybe I'll come back down here and see how long this goes on for.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of KZU, I used to live out that way for about a year. I don't know if you're familiar with the city of Plainwell and Allegan.
Yeah, that ain't too far away.
I figured that you know that because it's right up 131.
You know about Plainwell and Allegan. Why you ask?
I just figured I'd throw it in there. You know, I just lived out there, you know, for a year. Didn't know if you were familiar with that area, but evidently you are, since you live not too far away.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then. I'll be standing by listening. WSBK 548. Standing by on the side.
All right, there you go. WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by monitoring.
WSBB 348.
Hey, good morning there. You got WRWB 489 up here in Clinton Township.
sir. WSPD 348 here in the Warren area working today. From South Lansing, Marion County, just dropping in to say hello, passing through.
Oh, good morning. I'm going to take a standby here. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSID 817 monitoring.
Morning time out there, Dave. WRWB 489. Going there, WSFZ 783. Well, negative copy. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, your transmission's coming in a little scratchy at the beginning. WSID 817.
How about now?
Yeah, that's much more clear, thank you. WSID 817.
What's your location this morning? So we've been getting a lot of tropospheric ducting going on. Just curious.
I'm in the Saginaw area, Saginaw Township, but I'm just using a cheap radio at the moment.
Okay. Yep. You got Mike here in Quinton Township. Mike, India Kilo Echo.
Yeah, my name is Mike, too. Over.
Flat Rock, I caught that, but you got a lot of QRM coming in with your transmission, so it's kind of hard to understand you because that Detroit repeater's got that noise in the mornings. Just kind of taking out your audio there. WRWB 49.
WSTM 953.
Go ahead there, WSTM 953.
WSKH 780 Flat Rock.
Which
radio getting out there?
You mean getting in? Yes, it's getting in. I'm just up here in Quentin Township, just off the lake.
Okay, very good, Quentin Township. Appreciate that. I'll be standing by, it's Matt Flatrock, South 75, between Laberia and Freeway there. WSAH 780 and Flatrock, standing by.
WRWB 489 and we'll be standing by as well.
WSDM 953.
Morning, here in the middle of the mitten, WSDY 438.
WRW 761 radio check.
I didn't catch your number, radio check. You sounded good here in Isabella County. WSDY 438.
WRW 761, Sudsey, Ohio, radio check.
I don't know if you said something back to me. Station identification here in Barrington, come in and covered everything up.
Yeah, I don't know if you were trying to come back to Sandusky, Ohio, but yeah, you were covered. But yeah, I'm in Sandusky, Ohio, WRW 761.
761 in Sandusky, Ohio. I'm up here in the middle of the Mitten. I'm Central Michigan, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, right up here by the Soaring Eagle Casino. WSDY 438, little town called Shepherd. Shepherd, Michigan.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I just heard traffic on here. I just figured I'd see if I could reach out. Sounds like it's making the trip.
Sounds like you're coming right down the lake there and must be hitting that Renaissance antenna down there in Detroit. Sound like you're sitting right here in Mount Pleasant, or Shepherd anyway. All right, thank you. Thank you for the comeback there. You have a great day. The sun's shining. The roosters are crowing, and just a beautiful day here. So WSDY 438.
Yes. Thank you very much, and hope to hear from you again, WRW 761 Cliff.
The personal's Dan up here, Delta Alpha November. Dan, Shepherd, Michigan. WSDY 438. I'm not good at catching numbers. I'd have to sit here and have you read it back slow, but I know you're in Sandusky, Ohio, so I'll remember that.
Roger. Yeah, it's WRW761, Sandusky, Ohio.
Give me the two letters after WR. I got the 761.
William Edwards, WE.
All right. What was your personal there?
Yeah, you got Shane from Sandusky, Ohio.
All right, Shane, I think I got it now. WRWE761.
Yep, that's, I've lost me a little bit.
Oh, you've lost me a little bit already. All right, you appreciate it. WSDY. WSDY 438.
Yeah, it's clear. Nice to hear from you. WRWE761, standing by.
Station 761. Station 761, this is WSGH 922. Station 761, WSGH 922.
Ohio
monitoring. Station 761 WSGH 922, you got a copy? Station 438 WSGH 922, you got a copy? Station 438, Dan, you got a copy?
Yes, I do. You're coming in good here.
Okay, yeah, how you doing today, Dan?
Doing good. Beautiful morning. I'm ready for the warm weather. It'll get there. It's beautiful. The sun's shining out here in the country, and all the barn animals are walking around.
Roger that on the beautiful weather. Yeah, we're going to have another good day today. So, all right. I was trying to reach that station there in Sandusky, but evidently you can't hear me. So, all right, Dan, good talking with you. WSGH 922, we'll be clear.
Greg, Junior, I haven't heard you in a while. Yeah, I don't know why he can't hear you. You're 10-2 all the way here. You should be right there on the scale with everybody else. Good hearing you, Greg. WSDY 438. WRXR 548. You got on over there in Big Rapids there, Corey. No copy. WSDY 438. We're listening.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
Station 488. Station 488. WSGH 922. Copy. Nothing heard. WSGH 922 clear. WSGH 922 monitoring. I believe it was 322 mobile, WSGH 922. WSGH 922 clear. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. Sounds good. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater now. He repaired it and everything. I figured I always get better than the Mount Clemens repeater than Detroit. But good morning to you. How you doing?
Yeah, that repeater now is top notch. It's you don't have that diesel, you know, from the Detroit repeater running. Sounds really good. But yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good. Beautiful day here. Sounds like the band's open. There was some stations down in Ohio coming in this morning. I could hear a bunch of different stuff, but I couldn't reach out to them.
Yeah, well, I don't see why not. I heard it earlier. I was into something, though, but I heard 448 or WIWD 449 or Mike. I heard Mike talking to him. He was reeling them in left and right. I don't see why they couldn't hear you there. It's the same deal there, okay? Frank?
Go ahead, break.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw it in there. WRWV 489. Yeah, the band is open up this morning. I was talking to a guy in Kalamazoo and Sandusky, Ohio. So we got some Crocus Spirit Dustin going on right now.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I heard a guy up in Shepherd, Dan, talking to him, and then I tried to reach out, but I don't know, he must have turned his radio off or what have you, but yeah, I could hear a lot of mobiles and different stuff coming in.
Yeah, roger that. I just want to put in there, guys. I didn't want to mess up your conversation, so I'm going to get back to what I was doing. Good morning, good day. This is WRWD 489. We'll be standing by.
Hey, roger that. There ain't no problem, man. You weren't interrupting anything. Good morning. Time back to you, Mike. Yeah, I was listening in, and I heard you reeling them all in. couple other people out here too. That's why I don't see how they couldn't hear Dan. They should have, I mean Greg, I'm sorry. They should have had no problem hearing him. Since they were hearing everybody else, you know, it's all on the same repeater there, but that's the way it is. WSFP 793, my ID.
All right, Dave, we'll chat at you later. I'm going to go grab another cup of coffee here. WSGH-932, I'll be clear.
All right, Greg, that sounds like a good idea. I think I'm going to do the same thing. Get up, get me a cup. WSGH-793, and I'm going to go get some coffee.
WSEU 202, good morning to all. This is WRWF 505, good morning.
Sorry about the pause there, it's putting on my boots for today. Yeah, boy, it's going to be a great day today for sure.
I agree. We got up early, got a nice little hike in. Can't wait for it.
WSU 202, we're heading out the door. Have a great day, man. Clear on your final.
You too. Have a great one. This is WRW 505. Clear.
Morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Morning. How are you doing today?
And Dick, are we bad? How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. And ask for more beautiful weather today.
I'm not sure if you're kind of away from the mic or not, but your audio is really low.
How's this? Is this better?
Yep, I can hear you now.
I got a new radio, and I'm trying to figure out what, you know, how loud I can speakly speak into it.
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot. I got kind of like static going on too, but it sounds like your audio can even go up a little bit more. But I'm able to hear you as it is.
Copy that. I'll try to speak up a little bit more loudly.
Yeah, I wouldn't swear to you terribly much at this point, because like I said, you're making it through there.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Morning, Chad, with Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 page, WSBM 993 mobile, how's it going?
out in the sunshine, getting the heck out of town for a while.
As you're that, enjoying some time off work, are you, or?
Yeah, I'm off. I don't go back till Wednesday night.
Roger that. Well, that sounds good, man. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy the nice weather, all that good stuff to go with it, you know? So that'll be fun, definitely. Got any big plans, or?
Yeah, my friend's got a doctor's appointment this morning. I'm taking her, too, and then she's going to be down here in Saginaw tonight. I go to Mount Pleasant, spend the night out there. A lake or somewhere. Go have a little picnic or something. I don't know. Enjoy the weather while it's nice.
Copy that, definitely. Well, safe travels out there, my friend. Enjoy the weather. Have a good time. Hope all is well otherwise, and appreciate you reaching out this morning and saying hello. Always good talking to you. Always good hearing from you. We'll definitely do it again, my friend. This will be WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger that, Craig. Give yourself a wonderful day, too, and we'll do it again soon. This is Whiskey San Charlie, Zebra 810 Mobile, currently in Freeland, Michigan, and we'll be monitoring.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy.
993, stand by just for 1 second there. Shane, stand by, WSBM 993. USBM 993 Mobile, Shane, copy.
Copy loud and clear, go ahead.
That I was in the drive-thru there getting my coffee, so as you were reaching out to me there. Anyways, going all right, my friend. You must be at the work headquarters right now, I'm assuming?
Nothing wrong with getting a coffee. I'm already on my second cup of the day. And, yeah, I'm here at work while also dealing with some personal financial stuff that happened Saturday morning. So I'm kind of juggling between work and trying to get this situation dealt with.
Be that. Well, hopefully everything is okay. Hopefully they get it situated and get it figured out. Hope you had a good weekend, all that good stuff. Appreciate you reaching out to me this morning, saying hello. Always good talking to you and hearing from you. Going to get my friend a ride to work here in a few minutes. And other than that, that's pretty much about it at the moment. So, hope your day is with the nice weather. Hopefully everything goes well with your day and all that. WSBM 993.
Well, so far the day's going good. I had an okay weekend aside from the financial troubles. A certain somebody decided to use my card without my permission and racked up a good chunk of change, so. But outside of that, my weekend was good. Helped my dad out over the weekend a little bit. Yeah, it's supposed to be, if I remember correctly, like 81, 82 degrees today, so it'll definitely be pretty warm, but better than rainy and cold.
Roger that. Yeah, when you said financial trouble, I thought you were talking about financial trouble at the job there, that there were some financial issues there at the work headquarters, but that was your personal financial issues there. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Hopefully everything gets squared away with that and gets figured out, problem gets resolved and fixed, and the person maybe hopefully pays back the money or whatever the outcome is on that, I guess. But, yeah, wow. But, all right, man, definitely. You take care. We'll do it again here in a little while, probably a little later. WSBM 993 Mobile will be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll talk to you again sometime later. Be safe out there. WSHW 556, clear monitoring.
WSSC, Southern 93 monitoring. I gotta go potty too. WSCQ 464, Mauve 8.
Station 464, you're coming in loud and clear here at Flint, Michigan.
Awesome. Yeah, boy, Flint, that's a hop, skip, and jump from me. Yeah, you're coming in here really well, too. You're coming in better than most of the local guys I talk to.
Yeah, Roger that. There's quite a bit of ducting going on right now, so you must be skipping over the lake.
Yeah, I like it when it gets like this. Yeah, I was starting to hear it last night. I was listening a little bit today, but I had some things going on. I couldn't get back in and transmit.
Yeah, what's your call sign? I'll put you in the log here. Mine is WSGH, Whiskey Sam Golf Hotel 922.
Roger that. WSCQ 464, Whiskey Sierra Charlie Quebec 464. I'm at Mauve, Ohio.
All right, Roger on the WSCQ 464. All right, sir. Well, I heard you out there, so I thought I'd just reach out and say hello. We don't get to talk to Ohio stations unless the band's open. So good hearing from you. WSGH 922 will be clearing your final.
All right, 922, thanks for jumping in, saying hello, and nice talking with you. Hope to talk with you again real soon. Have yourself a great day. WSCQ 464, I'll be sitting on the side listening.
WSIE 375, monitoring from a handheld.
WSDU 620.
WSIE 375 monitoring.
WSIE 375, WSDU 620. Just passing through today and thought I'd jump on and say hi. We're headed back to Northeast Ohio from Harrison, Michigan.
Super cool. This is actually my very first transmission. Just got my license. I'm on an 8-watt handheld in Clinton Township.
Roger that. Yeah, that's what I'm on, is my little Baofeng handheld in our minivan. And I have a Nagoya UT-72 antenna up on top of our van.
Awesome. Yeah, I just ordered a 25-watt radio with a good midland antenna and a magnetic base pad to get a little more power.
Or look up an older commercial Kenwood unit. Those are pretty good for getting on GMRS as well. That's what I have in my truck back home in Ohio.
Okay, will do. I'll check that out. Thank you.
I'm also a licensed ham as well, so I listen on all the ham frequencies coming through as well.
All
Yeah, I'm brand new to all this. My buddy got me into it, so I'm trying to learn the best I can. So far, messing with these handhelds, and then my 25-watt should be in from Amazon today.
Good stuff, man. I've been licensed about a year now, and every time we come up to Michigan, I put in all the frequencies into my radio.
Yeah, thank goodness my friend was able to program my radio for me. Great to hear from you. I appreciate it. WSIE375. Back to my routine and monitoring. Thank you.
Roger that, sir. 73s, have a good one.
Station 620, just an FYI, your Roger beep is on.
Roger that. I'll have to go in and turn it off. Thank you. 73.
WSGH922 monitoring.
WSFZ793 back monitoring.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WRVV 525.
WSDY 438 in the airwaves.
WSGY Sierra 659. WSSV 793 monitoring.
WSGH 922 listings.
No contact 922.
Yeah, I heard you there. Is that Dave? A lot of static on you, Dave. I'm not sure why, but I can barely make you out.
All right, switch back over to Detroit. How's that?
Much better. Yeah, the other, I don't know if you're on Mount Clemens or what, you on a handheld?
No, I'm on the base. Usually I work better on Mount Clemens. I don't know. So I had a couple people tell me I was sounding good. They're okay.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding really good now. I don't know. Before I could barely hear you.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, they fixed the Mount Clemens, and usually everybody, even when Mount Clemens was broke, they used to tell me that I sound better on Mount Clemens. And I forgot who I talked to today, this morning. They told me I was sounding okay, sounding good. Sounded better without that diesel noise behind me, okay?
So are you on Detroit now?
Yeah, I went back over to Detroit after you told me you couldn't make me out.
Yeah, just switch back to Mount Clemens. Let's see what it does.
All right, I'm going.
WSSG 793.
Yeah, Detroit definitely sounds better. You got a little bit of hash behind you there on Mount Clemens.
Yeah, all right. I rolled back to Detroit then. So how you doing? How's your day going?
Oh, going good. Really good. Enjoying this nice weather here.
Yeah, same here. I was outside doing some stuff. I didn't take the handheld with me. Sometimes I go out there and I forget, doggone, I should put the handheld with me. I just came in, get myself something to drink, and just break for a few there, okay?
Roger on the drink. Yeah, I just got done changing the doors on my side-by-side. From the winter, we got a full enclosure, and then I switch it up to the half doors, open it up, get a little air in there in the summertime.
Yeah, roger that. And then tomorrow, it's going to drop, watch, it'll drop down to the low 20s and snow. I shouldn't say that. Jinx it up. Yeah, it's a beautiful day, man. It's beautiful out there. It's just right. I got 75 over here. And you couldn't ask for a better day there, okay?
Yeah, right on. So, yeah, Jack, he always swears by the day after Mother's Day. You know, that's when the garden goes in. And no more cold weather.
Yeah, I think 844, I was talking to him about that a while back, and he said after Mother's Day, that's when it's time to do some stuff, and I forgot where I was at on the internet. I was on the internet looking at something, and they said the same thing. They said the best times after Mother's Day, they're okay.
Yeah, I guess Jack swears by it. He's already got his garden planted, so I imagine if we get a little frost, you can cover stuff up, but yeah, my better half's trying to get me to put a garden together here.
What kind of garden do you grow there?
My garden is the farmer's market on Saturdays. That's but she wants to put her own garden, but we don't have one right now. But I was thinking about putting like a little raised garden, get some wood and put like a box together and fill it up.
Yeah, roger that. My dad was a top gardener, vegetables and stuff. He taught me a lot of stuff about gardening. We used to have so many tomatoes that at the end there, we didn't know whether the back porch would be full of them, the picnic table would be full of them. We had like about a half, I don't know if it would be a half acre or three quarters of an acre garden. But he showed me everything, and I had a good time doing that.
Yeah, Roger on that. It's a little work, but it's gratifying, you know, to get a little bit of return on it. The neighbors are happy too, so we'll see. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet this year or not, but I haven't even uncovered my boat yet.
Yeah, I was running a small engine repair outfit out the garage up there. I used to tell the customers, yeah, go around the back, man, get yourself a... Go see my dad, get yourself a sack of peppers and tomatoes and everything. He would give them all, the people would love it. Family would come over and leave with crates and stuff. There was so much stuff that, like I said, at the end, be a lot of tomatoes and stuff. And he used to tell them that we used to have to throw them out in the field because that was the end of that. He used to say, man, what a waste. I told him, I'd say, well, you plant 70 plants, what do you expect there, Roger?
Yeah, I hear you on that. I know when it's prime time, we might spend $50 at the farmer's market. You know, we fill the cart up with everything and anything. I mean, it's all coming into season, and, you know, from watermelon to strawberries, blueberries, I mean, everything. It's like we love it all.
Yeah, Roger that. Man, when you said gardening, I'm sorry about carrying on about that, but when you said garden, every time somebody says garden, I get to thinking, you know, because, like I said, it was about maybe three-quarter of an acre we had of garden. We had 30 acres, and we had the garden just off the backyard there, about three-quarters of an acre, 70 tomato plants, probably about 30 pepper plants. You know, it was big time. I had a tractor and tiller and everything. I used to keep it smooth, go through it with a hole around the plants and everything. Triple 12 fertilizer, that's the stuff, man. Triple 12, man, just remember that.
Oh, yeah, I used to work in a hardware store in my younger days as a kid, and we used to carry that triple 12, and, man, the guys would come in and put that on their... They put it on everything, their lawns or in their gardens and you name it. It's a good all-around fertilizer, triple 12 and triple 10, both of them.
Yeah, Pop would get triple 12, man. He swore by it. He said that's why the garden grows the way it is, because of that stuff. You know, like I'd have to go out there and dig the little holes to put the... You know, we used to buy the plants in the little trays there, little stems growing out of them. I forgot what you call them. But I always had a little triple 12 in the hole, put the plant in there, you know, and then bury it and a little shot of water. And then time went on, you know, throw triple 12 around it. But that was the stuff, man. That's top of the line there, Roger.
Yep, Roger on that. All right, Dave, I'm going to back out of here for a little bit and monitor, but good talking with you, bud. We'll talk again later. WSGH-922, we'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, all right, Greg. Like I said, sorry about the long-winded on the garden. I just wish I could do it again. Anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend, and always good talking to you. And we'll talk to you later. WSFZ's, oh, you're sounding good, too, sounding good as usual. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring. 922, Greg, how you doing today?
Hey, Chuck, how you doing today? Doing good, myself?
Doing real good, man. Mom was in the hospital, but, yeah, I ain't been on the airways in a while. But, yeah, I could jump back on. Heard you and Dave talking. How you doing, too, Dave, 793? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I thought that was you. I got up to walk out of the room. I heard somebody, but I wasn't paying attention. Just came back in, thinking that my buddy Chuck and Saginaw there. Doing all right. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. The times that I have jumped on, I haven't heard you or Greg on there. It was pretty quiet. I always talked to the guy right here, Chad and Saginaw, but I hadn't heard you guys in a while. I thought I'd give you a shout out, over.
Yeah, Roger. Good to hear you doing all right and everything. It's been a while, yeah. I'm not out here every day like I used to be. I get stuff going and stuff, and sometimes I just don't bother. Well, sometimes I'll turn it on, call out, nobody answers, I turn it off. So I'm here, there, and everywhere there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Come on back, Greg.
Oh, I just said that DB-20 is sounding good, if that's what you're on. I think you said you got one of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I do, but I'm on my handheld right now. But I talked to you on the Voyage run that day. That was pretty awesome that you were on there. That was cool.
I'm on the DB-20 right now, too. I call it the Jack Special. The DB-20 with the Nagoya 72G.
Yeah, amen, brother. In fact, I'm going to order another one, those antennas, the 77G, I believe it is. I'm going to order another one of them because I mounted the other one in my truck, and I'm keeping that right on the truck, so I just got to move the radio in and out, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I actually ended up getting that Harvest EC200, and long story short, I was going to send it back, and they ended up giving it to me for free, so I threw it up on the roof. But I was using the mag mount, the 72, and it worked fine.
Yeah, copy that. I was listening a long time before I invested any money in anything, and that was, there was one guy on here, I don't know if you were on that day, but it's been a while ago, maybe 2 weeks or so ago, and he had just an excellent, I don't know what he had, I think it was a Motorola with a different antenna on, and I tell you what, he was mobile downstate, and he was sounding excellent.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat a Motorola. You know, those Motorolas are nice radios for sure. It's a good quality radio. I mean, the DB-20 is not bad. So for $100, I mean, you can't beat it, really.
Yeah, that's why I went that way, because of the money. I mean, it sounds a little bit, I don't know, it's hard to describe. I wouldn't call it tinny, but it sounds kind of strange. It isn't like, you can tell it's not real high quality, I guess, if I can use that term. But I tell you what, it gets out there, doesn't it?
Yep, as long as you can hit your repeater, that's all you need, really. Just something to hit your repeater. You can, like, you're on a handheld now, so you sound perfect.
Yeah, I'm about a mile and a half or so from the repeater, so I got an advantage on this one.
Well, good deal. All right, Chuck, good to hear you out there. I hope your mom's doing okay and things are going all right for you there. So we'll talk to you later, bud. WSGH 922, we'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, right back at you. Hope everything in your family's going well. It is going as well as expected here. And I'm hoping to get back on the radio more frequently. Nice talking with you, Greg. WSAA 336,
clear.
Chuck, you take it easy, brother. You have yourself a good day. If both of you are talking on DB-20s, and they don't sound tinny to me. They sound great, but, you know, Motorola is top of the line. Anyway, like I said, have yourself a good day. Hope everything goes good for you. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring.
Yeah, Dave, I'm on my bowel thing right now. Over.
See, you talk about cheap, but I love the bowel things, man. They work good, and, you know, I mean, I haven't owned any of the other ones, but I started with a bowel thing. It's right here still, and I have another pair put away. But I always like the bowel things, man. Ain't had no problems with them. They hit the repeater. They work there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I got four of them. I bought one and it was great, so I bought a waterproof one and I hated it because all the controls were, like, different. Like, the settings, you had to do different things, like turn the radio off, turn it on to get it to go to switch functions. So I gave that one to my neighbor, and I went and got a couple more. So, yeah, I'm all fixed on that.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, I started, well, my one sitting here. When I started GMRS, I was using this UV5RM handheld with Nagoya, whatever Nagoya antenna is, and it worked great. So I bought two more of the UV5RMs. I programmed them and then popped the batteries off and put them back in the box, and just in case. But I like the bow things. I have no problems with them there, Roger.
Roger that. I got a UV5R, the 8-watt, and then they have the extended life batteries on them. They last a good while.
Yeah, I believe I have a pair of brand new batteries, I think for the UV5R. I ordered them for mine, and I wasn't paying attention. I should have noticed when I looked at the batteries. They don't fit mine. But I never bothered sending them back. They're still sitting here in the box, but they're like high capacity. I think they're for the UV5R too there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. This is WSAA336, and I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Hey, Chuck, always good talking to you. Like I said, you know, go Baofeng. And you have yourself a good rest of the day. And like I said, I hope everything goes good for you. WS says, oh, and you sound great, like he said. You sound really good. Clean, no noise, full quiety. WSFZ 793, and I'm back monitoring.
WSID 817, monitoring on mobile.
817.
Copy, go ahead, 817.
Yeah, just wanted to say hi. It's WSGH922. I heard you talking to Jack. You're a new guy out there. I just thought I'd say hi to you.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, I'm still learning the radio. I'm using a Baofeng at the moment, but I am waiting for a programming cable to come in on Friday, and then I'll be using a better radio this weekend. Over.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the radio you got right now. You're sounding good, so you must be close to the repeater. And that makes a big difference for sure. What kind of radio are you waiting to get?
Right now I'm using a Baofeng EV9G. And then the radio that I want to use, it's not a great radio, but it's a Redivis. I think it's an RC86A or something like that. That's programmable. I'm waiting for the cable to come in so we can program it. Over.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know if you've heard of the programming software called Chirp. That's a good software to use to program a multitude of different radios, but if you can get that program, it works pretty good.
Yeah, I got it installed on my program on the radio.
Okay, yeah, I heard you say you had it, but you were coming in a little bit scratchy that time, so once you find your spot, if it's near the window or whatever, make sure you hold your radio straight up, and you should be good.
Very cool. I'm indoors at the moment. I'm in Saginaw Township, so I figured I would be close enough to the repeater, but... usually hanging out in the backyard, and I get better reception there.
Yeah, I don't know if you moved or not, but you came in crystal clear that time for sure. So, all right, well, first personal is Greg here. I didn't catch yours.
Nice to meet you, Greg. I am WSID 817. My name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, yeah, I wrote you down here. So, yeah, there's a lot of good guys out here. Of course, you met Jack. There's Dave and Chuck, and there's Chad up your way. There's Paige. There's a bunch of guys up your way, too. So just monitor and throw your call out there, and guys will come back to you for sure.
Gotcha. I appreciate it. You were cutting out there at the end. Come back.
Yeah, I was just saying there's a lot of good people out here in the GMRS community. Several guys up your way. The last guy, Chuck 336, he's up your way. And there's Chad and Paige. So if you ever hear the guys, just throw your call out.
Yeah, I'll be listening. As 817, I'll be listening. I work from home on a computer, so I just need something to, you know, hear something chirping in the background.
All right, Roger that. Yeah, I'm retired, so I usually got the radio on. All right, Mike. Well, it's nice talking with you. We'll chat again for sure. This is WSGH 922. I'll be clear on your final.
Over and out. WSID 817. Over.
WRZP 544, radio check, please.
Sounding good there, Bob. WRZX 218.
Hey, brother. Just picked up this UV-32. Try that again, will you, please?
If you were coming in here, 5-9, nothing in the background. It's all good there, Roger.
Roger that. Not sure what's going on. Been going on all day here. People keep dropping in and out during their transmissions. I'm not sure if it's this new radio or not, Roger.
Well, it might be if it started doing it right after you hooked it up. But Bandon's been pretty heavy this morning. Down this way, at Ohio coming in and stuff. It was pretty good activity today, but you sound real good coming back. I don't know.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll dig into this thing a little more. All right, brother. We appreciate it. And as always, thank you again. WRZP 544.
Yeah, copy that. All right. We'll be hanging out. WRZX 218. And we're listening.
Five, four, four, Bob, you sounding really good here off the Flint repeater, WSGH 922.
Roger that. I appreciate it. Thank you much, sir. WRZP 544.
WSGH 922, clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WQX 2659.
Good afternoon, 659 WSBM 993, how are you?
Oh, not doing too bad, 993. How's everything going with you?
Pretty good, enjoying this nice weather out here, this nice beautiful sunny day. Hope all is well out your way as well, wherever you're at. I'm located in Saginaw, on the Saginaw repeater.
Okay, I'm down here in Oregon, Ohio. I'm a suburb of Toledo. I'm hitting the Detroit repeater.
Roger that. You said down in Oregon, Ohio, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Suburb of Toledo.
Roger that. Yeah, definitely sounding good from Oregon, Ohio, on the Detroit repeater. You're definitely coming in real loud and clear, real clean. Sounds really good, man. Definitely.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Yeah, being having the lake right by me is pretty good, so it shoots right across the lake.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's doing a pretty good job, man. You're making it in pretty good, definitely. The name on this end is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my radio or anything like that, but where I was plugged into is shutting everything off.
Yeah, you're coming back through again. I can hear you again now there. You're making it through again.
Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to, I don't know, maybe figure out this adapter or whatever for my, my cigarette adapter thing that I can plug a couple different things into one thing. I don't know why it all of a sudden decided it didn't want to work on me.
Copy that. Yeah, still sounding pretty good, man. You're making it in really good. Definitely doing the job for sure. Again, my name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign is WSBM993, located here in Michigan.
Good deal.
My name is Frank Hughes, Milan, and Mary Ida.
Copy
that. You said Milan, M-I-L-A-N?
Yes, sir.
Copy that. All right, my friend. Well, you take care. Enjoy your day today and safe travels out there. It was definitely good talking to you. Oregon, Ohio. This will be WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Awesome, good deal. Nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you again soon. WQX2659.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993.
How you doing, Chad? This is WSAA-336.
Well, hello there, Chuck. How's it going on this nice, beautiful Monday afternoon today? Nice, beautiful weather out here. Hope all's going well with you and your mom. Hope she's getting improved there and making improvements. I'm just over here on Bay and Congress right now, heading over to my friends to pick her up from work and take her home. Hope your day's going well. How's it going?
It's going good. You just drove by my street.
Okay, roger that. Definitely. You just hanging out at home, huh?
Just getting ready. Mom's coming back in here shortly, and then I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. Over.
You roger that. So she's back home from the hospital then, or is she still at the hospital?
Brought her home Saturday evening, so she got to spend Mother's Day with us. That was all good. And, yeah, we're just hanging in there, man.
Hey, roger that. I'm glad to hear that she's made it back home with you guys, and she was able to spend Mother's Day and everything with you guys and everything. That's awesome to hear, man. So, yeah, definitely. Well, I just wanted to jump out there and say hello to you, and just wanted to give you a shout. You enjoy your Monday afternoon and this nice weather, and we'll definitely do it again here soon, Chuck. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Copy that, Chad. This is WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, WSGH 922, WSBM 993.
993, Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Greg, just wanted to shout out to you and say hello, see if you were around. Nothing special, just giving you a shout out there and saying hello to you. Hope all is well your way, and you're enjoying this nice, lovely weather out there. How's it going?
All right, good, my friend. You, do you have any more problems with that microphone?
Let's not jinx it now, Greg. so far, so good, man. It's been doing pretty good. It hasn't given me any problems anymore. So hopefully, let's not jinx it. Hopefully, I appreciate you asking, though. But hopefully, it's fine now. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's been doing okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just wondered if it was still doing it, or if you resolved the problem, or what. But yeah, good to hear. All right. Well, thanks for reaching out. We'll talk at you later, Chad. WSGH 922 will be clear on your final.
Roger that, there, Greg. Definitely always good talking to you. Always good hearing from you, my friend. Just got done talking to Oregon, Ohio out here a few minutes ago. She chimed in there and I was talking with him. But anyways, yeah, sounds good, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the weather out there. And safe travels if you're out driving. And we'll definitely do it again, my friend. You take care. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring.
Hello, 993, WSFZ 793.
Hey there, Dave. I haven't heard from you in a little bit. Hello, my friend. Going well. How's things going your way out there? Is weather doing pretty well out your way as well?
Yeah, everything's going pretty good. Yeah, weather's nice out here. Everything's getting ready to go back outside and do what I want to do here. Let me see here. We got 77 over here, so, and sunny there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, it's definitely bright and sunny out this way, too, as well. I'm not sure what the temperature is right offhand, but it is feeling pretty warm, so I'm assuming the temperature's up there pretty good. Did you ever get those Bofang radios, or did you not get those yet?
I was a little late. When I went to go order them, they said they were out of stock. I think 92 or somebody told me they ordered the last ones there, and they're still out of stock. They don't know when they're going to get them. They're okay.
Roger that. Yeah, I got mine. Mine's ordered, but it says it's delayed shipment is what it says. It says delayed shipment, so, but mine are ordered and paid for. But anyways, Dave, just reached my destination here to pick my friend up, but we'll definitely do it again, my friend. Until then, you take care. Appreciate you shouting out there. We'll definitely talk again soon, my friend. Always good talking to you and hearing from you. And we'll do it again. WSBM 993 mobile clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Chad. Always a pleasure talking to you. Always good stuff. Glad you're doing all right. Sounding really good, really good. Full quieting. Everything sounds wonderful. So hope you have yourself a good rest of the day there. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSIV 817 radio check.
Good afternoon, 817 radio check. Sounding good over this way. WSBM 993.
Read you loud and clear, 993. Thank you very much. WSIV 817. WSIV 817 introducing my friend Lori, who is going to have a call sign soon and is just chomping at the bit to get on the air.
Press the button.
Press the button.
Can you hear me?
Press the button. Wait a moment.
Hey, this is Lori, and pretty soon, what do you think, next week I'll have my own call sign?
Yeah, on Monday.
On Monday I'll have my own call sign, and then I'll be talking to all of you.
Copy that. Welcome to GMRS, Lori, WSBM 993. Be glad to hear you out here.
WSHW 556, good to hear we got some new members joining. Yeah, congrats on getting it.
WSET 257, mobile and monitoring. WSID 817, can you repeat that?
If you're referring to me, I said WSET 257 mobile and monitoring.
Yep, thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure I heard it okay. Over. WSID 817.
WSID 817, WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, 893, I copy, 817.
Are you, I was just wondering, are you new on GMRS, or you been on here for a while? I was just curious. WSBM 993.
Yeah, correction, 993. I am brand new as of, like, yesterday, so still learning what and how to say things. 817.
Copy that. Well, welcome to GMRS, man. We're definitely glad to have you out here, man. Always good having new people out here as well, so definitely glad to have you out here, man. Welcome.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the warm welcome. 817.
And I will say ditto to that. Welcome to the GMRS repeater network here. It's good to have another person on to chat with. This is WSCT 257. I'll be monitoring.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm just out walking my dogs at the moment. We are by Center Courts on Center, between McCarty and Center, or McCarty and Shattuck and Saginaw Township.
Shattuck 17, you're located in Saginaw. I'm also in Saginaw too as well. WSBM 993.
I'm from the office down here in Dearborn right now. I'm talking about the toilet feeder. So yeah, have fun on your walk, and be here to anything for at least the next half hour or so. WSCT 257 monitoring.
Very cool, 257. I'm familiar with the Dearborn area because, my employer's from Dearborn. I've spent time in Dearborn, but I work from home in Saginaw now.
Oh, and yeah, I guess you just got to hint to it there. We do have some trolls that like to monitor the repeaters, so they're out there keeping us on our toes. So, heading home from the office. There's usually always somebody on the net, though, if you want to chat. Just throw your call sign out there. Again, WSCT 257, fair monitoring.
WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSID 817, WSBM 993. Just curious, what kind of setup are you running there? Are you on a handheld or a mobile or...
993, yeah, I'm on a Baofeng UV9G, I think it's like a 5-watt radio. Just got it programmed yesterday or maybe the day before. I'm using the standard antenna that came with it at the moment, but I'm getting a new antenna to put on a 771G.
Roger that, copy. I was just curious there. All right, yeah, sounds good, man. Yeah, it's always good to hear from you and good to hear from new people. So look forward to talking to you more, my friend. This is WSBM 993, and the name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. We'll be clear and monitoring.
Thank you very much, Chad. All right, you take care. I'll keep monitoring. WSID 817, monitoring.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850. WRUG 488. Jack, you around? From WRUU 850.
WRMQ 805 monitoring.
WSBM 993,
this is WSCT 257. WSBM 993, go ahead, 257.
I was just wondering, I know you're on the net quite a bit. I heard someone chatting this morning, they said Mount Clemens might be back up and running pretty good. Do you hear anything about that?
That I'm not for sure. Last I knew, they said... I could be back up again. That'd be a question for WRUU 850. I just heard him out here a minute ago, so he might be monitoring. He might be able to assist with that, but that'd be a good question for him. But last I knew it was down. It could be back up, though. WSBM 993.
WRMQ 805 monitoring. And if you can hear me, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Roger that, 05. Yeah, I got you, so I guess, yeah, the Mount Clemens is back up. Good to hear. I know I've been having trouble for a while, and they were trying to debug it, so glad to hear it's back online. But WCP 257, clear minor.
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSGU 844, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 844, WSGM 993, mobile.
Good morning, or good afternoon there, Chad. How's it going?
Pretty good. Enjoying the nice weather out here today on this Monday afternoon. How about yourself?
Yeah, just starting to. Just got done working, so on the way home. So, laying in traffic on 17 Mile Road in Sterling Heights. Gotta love it.
Roger that. Just thought I'd jump in there, my friend, and say hello to you. Safe travels out there. You have yourself a good Monday afternoon, Monday evening, and excuse me. Definitely be safe out there. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk again. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. WSBM 993, clear mobile.
Roger, roger. Thanks for the holler. Good talking to you. Take care of yourself, and safe travels. Enjoy the rest of the day and evening. And we'll talk to you again. WSGU 844.
WSHI 815, mobile and monitoring.
WSBU 202.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
Yes, I hate you. See, no problem, Donald. I'll do 10 minutes. Talk to you later. KFADRC. Have a good day, Donald.
You're on the wrong band, Jack.
That'll give you a chuckle, eh?
WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566. You got a copy. No copy on WSHR 566. WSGU 844 monitoring.
Good afternoon, Chairman. WSOZ 793.
Hello, Dave. How are you? WSGU 844.
I'm doing all right on this nice day. Was outside doing a bunch of stuff and came back in again and did a fan on me a little bit there. Roger.
Yeah, roger, roger. for some rain tonight. I was gonna watch my pickup truck, but I decided not to. And so I will wait to hope the rain for the next 3 days on and off, I guess.
Yeah, Roger, I heard the same thing. That's a bummer, but what are you going to do? It rains, man. All them people who planted their gardens, man, be getting some, at least their gardens be getting some water there, Roger. I can hear you. Got some bacon frying in there with you, but it ain't taking you out. Fine, I can read you pretty good there, okay?
Copy that. Yeah, the work that they did on the receiver on Friday, or whatever, yeah, I think it was Friday, it helped on the range of the Mont Clemens receiver, so thank God for that.
Yeah, Roger, that did a pretty good job on it, too. Seems to work really, really well. I went up on it, but I was talking to 952, and he told me that it was rough. I had to go back to Detroit there. Usually I hit Mount Clemens better than I do Detroit there, Roger. Ask me if it was today.
Roger, Roger.
Yeah, it was earlier, a couple hours ago. I came in, had a seat, let the fan blow on me a minute or two, and teed up to see what was going on out there, okay? I was monitoring this morning. I didn't key down, but I was monitoring while I was getting my act together. And yeah, people from Ohio were coming in, and somebody way up at the top of the thumb or something, or not the thumb, top of the mitten or something was coming in through there, okay?
That's cool. Good.
Yeah, conditions are really good today. There was a couple people from Ohio, I believe. I forgot who talked to him. I don't think it was Chad. I think WRWB448 or whoever. I think Mike talked to him. But, yeah, they were coming in pretty good, too. Where you at now? Yeah, okay. You're going to the Macomb repeater, right?
Roger, Roger.
Yeah, that's not too bad, man. Not too bad of a trip. You're starting to really break up like you're on the outer fringes of it, but I'm still making out what you're saying there, okay?
Copy that. Is this any better? I'm stationary right now.
Yeah, actually it is. It sounds all right now.
Yeah, right there, about a mile before the light set.
Roger that. Well, you're breaking up. Now it's kind of rough. That last transmission broke up. rough, man, but I can make you out now, Glad. That time I couldn't understand what you said. It all broke up.
Back on the main call.
Yeah, I heard you say you're on the Mayville repeater, but it's still rough. You're on its outer fringes or something there, too, that Roger. Man, I'll speak on you when you get home or something. It's just too rough, man. I'm trying, but too rough to make you out now. You're really out there, so I'll talk to you probably when you get home or something. Be out here later. Go back outside, take care of some business, and then I'll be back in here. So we'll talk to you a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
SHW-556, mobile and monitoring.
WRYV-421. Hey there, 421. This is WSAA 975.
Hey, what's going on, man?
So, nothing much. Just trying to see what's going on with this radio's audio levels.
I got my volume set at about half here, and you're coming in pretty loud.
So I just changed the emphasis. I put that on. Am I quieter now, or like louder, or different at all?
You sound louder.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's, people are saying it's quiet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It might not be a good test to be using the same two radios, but they're coming in fine. I don't know what it could be, but I will... I mean, how am I sounding?
I think you sound fine. I don't think it sounds terrible at all. I don't think you sound light.
Okay, I'll swap over to the BT for a quick second, and I'll be right back. WRYV-421 coming back.
For comparison's sake, this is the BTEC.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. I feel like I was getting some interference, so it was coming in a little choppy, but I'm not ready to say it's your fault.
Yeah, we'll try the side, so then we comparison and figure it out, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know what else I can do on the radio. It's not so the many settings. You know, there's been like four settings or something, so I don't know what's the change. But, yeah. Thanks for the help, WSAA 975.
No problem, man. WRYD 421, 2 years.
75, this is WSTU 844. You're sounding loud and clear. Radio sounds great. No copy, 975, WSTU 844. We're standing by.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
Hello, Greg, WSTU 844. How's it going?
Hey, Mr. Sherman, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Excellent. Just got up from a nap. Feeling good?
Awesome. Yeah, almost home from my work.
Oh, yeah. How's that repeater working for you now?
Yeah, it's better than it was, but still, there's a little bit of popcorn. But maybe it's just the weather, who knows? Or my antenna, maybe I gotta get it set up to SWR or maybe reposition it, who knows?
Okay, so you tried it out for distance and stuff?
Yeah, I was talking to Dave not too long ago on the trip up here, and the Mount Clemens repeater was good until right downtown Almont, and he started losing me. He couldn't understand me.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just curious if it was any better for distance, but it doesn't sound like it, huh?
Oh, I think it's better, because my trip down north and south on 53, you got all those hills and valleys, and I think I'm doing all right with that, but I'm going to have to try it again.
Well, you got the DB20, right? What are you running for an external antenna?
It's the Midland XTA26, I think it is.
Okay. There's no way you can try the DB20 or the Nagoya 72, the mag mount.
Well, my truck is all aluminum, so that's my problem there.
Well, here's an idea. I don't know if you've got a tonneau cover, but I bought a piece of metal at Home Depot and just cut it to size, you know, and mounted it on my tonneau cover because I didn't want to mar the paint on my truck. And it works fine. Just a thought.
I can try that, yeah, because I think I've got the Nagoya Magnum mod. I use it for my scanner in a pole barn. So, and I was thinking about we're going to be opening up the cottage. I was going to take that up and put it somewhere in the cottage and hook it up to one of my HTs. But yeah, I could try that.
I don't know. I always heard Jack talking, you know, about the combo and that, and you know, there's a lot of us out here running the combo. I call it the Jack combo, but with the 72 Nagoya and that DB20, it's just it works. It just flat out works.
Gonna have to give it a try. Definitely. Yeah. It's I might have some metal somewhere in my pole barn. But man, got a whole bunch of screws and bolts and nuts, whatever. My father-in-law has kept over the years in his toolboxes, and I inherited them. So yeah, I got to scrounge up something.
All I used, I took a piece of metal and cut it to size, and I filed the
WSQZ495.
And then I spray painted the metal, a couple coats on there, spray painted it black. I got a black tonneau cover. And then I just used some heavy-duty Velcro. I put strips all the way around the metal. And I've been through the car wash, and I've been going down the highway at 80, and no problems at all. But I got it, you know, behind my cab, so it's not up on top of the cab. It's, you know, behind the cab, so it's kind of sheltered back there. And I got a Comet 2x4 antenna, and it's kind of length, you know, it's probably 3.5-4 foot tall. So I didn't like that on top of my cab. Plus, it will start eating away at the paint, just the magnetic and the electricity or whatever. It will eat your paint.
Copy that. We got a break there. Go ahead, 495. He heat up while you were talking, so okay, I guess he disappeared or something. Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely try something, but I'm pulling into my home right now, so I'm going to let you go, Greg. Great talking to you, and yeah, I'll figure out something, and I'll let you know. So have yourself a good evening. Maybe we'll talk at you later. WSCU 844, I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Sherman. Yeah, just if you already got the antenna, you might just give it a try. It wouldn't hurt. But all right, buddy, we'll talk to you later. WSGH-92, we are clear.
Roger, roger. Have a good evening. WSGU-844, and we are off the air.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WRYS363, monitoring and mobile.
WSHR566 to WSGU844. No copy on WSG844, WSHR566, monitoring.
Hello, Kevin, WSGU844. Sorry about that. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just got home a little while ago.
Roger, Roger. What you been up to?
Oh, not much. I just worked our shift today, and Penny's ordering some food for us, so... And I hear... Piddle-padding with the pool out here, so that's about it.
Copy that. Busy day?
No, not really. Kind of slow. I mean, no. I was up at the north end today, so it wasn't too bad, but down here at the south end, they were running pretty good, but...
Copy that.
How was work today with you?
Oh, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was a busy weekend. I was exhausted. I left two stops for tomorrow. I spent all day Saturday in the yard, and then Sunday we celebrated Mother's Day, and Kelly, the daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law's grandmother, they spent a few hours at a buffet Elvis thing. So we had three dogs, a kid, so to entertain. So yeah, I was just, and then I made hamburgers for dinner, and then did dishes. So yeah, it was a busy day.
Yeah, copy that. We went to church yesterday, and then we went out to eat with our friends and came home, and that was about it.
Copy that. Tanya had a good Mother's Day then?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, we got to get together, the four of us, and, yeah, it'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I was telling Tanya that the other day.
Oh, yeah, but it's a beautiful day, though. It's been nice and warm, and then all of a sudden, it's crazy, and it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow. I wore shorts today, and then I'll be wearing long pants tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to get that solar cover on this pool, but... I got a bunch of sand in it. I think it's for my sand filter, and I hope there's nothing wrong with the filter, because they said sometimes you get sand like that in the pool, the impellers inside, one of them might be cracked or broken, but I'm hoping it's because I didn't have the pool open last year, and I didn't backwash it before I turned the filter on, so I'm thinking that's all it is, because about a week ago I went out and I backwashed it. You should have seen the stuff that came out of there. So I'm hoping that's all it is. So.
hoping for your sake, too. You didn't use the pool at all last year?
No, it had leaks in it. This is a brand new one. The other pool I only had for 9 years, and they last about 30 years or more. The things start rusting from the outside in, and then when the guy came over and put the new pool and took the old one down, when he took the thing apart, the whole rim inside was all rusted.
Oh, that's not cool.
Nope. So in order to get the sand out of here, I have to put the filter on waste, and what it does, it goes out of the pool, so I can get all the sand out of there. But it'll be easier to do when I can get in the pool and do it. I don't know. I might try it tonight. And the only thing though, the water level will go down, but that's no big deal. But
yeah, copy that, because, yeah, we got the air on in the house, and I just walked outside to let the dog out, yeah, put on her lead, and she's just sitting here on the porch with me. Oh, now she's walking down. Okay, that's cool. But, the water might be a little chilly, but, yeah, the air is still warm.
Yeah, I put my hand, it's cold, but probably once you would get in it, it wouldn't be bad, but like I said, I want to get that solar cup, because I think they said it was supposed to be in the 80s a couple more days yet, so I don't know unless the weather changed again.
Yeah, I heard tomorrow is supposed to be in the 60s, maybe the low 70s, and then the day after, low 70s, but it's supposed to be rain for the next 3 days. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those deals, you get up in the morning, what it is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, earlier today it was pretty warm. It's starting off, it's still warm up, but it's starting to cool off a little bit.
Yeah, copy that. But, I don't know if my post on my Facebook page on Michigan Emergency Vehicle Picks, that truck from the Proving Grounds, Bruce Township ain't going to do anything with it, and they sold it to an out-of-state fire department. The chief, you know who I'm talking about, he said it would have cost too much or he would have bought it. But that's what something I'd like to have.
Oh yeah, most definitely. If I could do it and I had the extra money, I'd buy a fire truck. What I like to buy is a squad, like Squad 51. But it's you just got, you know, the upkeep and all that. I mean, if you got the extra money or if you go in with somebody or something. But yeah, I'd like to get. You know what? I'd like to get one of those Ford tilt cabs. That's what I'd like to get.
Yeah, copy that. No, I'd be happy with the mini pumper or even a pickup truck. I've got a friend that I went to school with. Well, I've known her since skate loft days there at the roller skate rink in New Baltimore. And she worked at the Michigan Humane Society there on 22 Mile Road, and got to know her when I lived at home with my parents, and we got a couple dogs from them. But her son has an F-250 that the utility, I forgot what department it's from. I told her, you let me know if he wants to sell it, because I'm going to buy it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because we're working slow but sure on moving things around in the pole barn. If I really wanted to, I'd be able to have room for both my car and my truck, but I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, copy that. How did the car go the other day? Did you get everything straight away, all opened up, ready to go?
I'm sorry, I queued up on you.
I say, how did everything go at your cottage the other day? Everything ready to go and everything turned on and ready to go?
Oh, we got our little hot water tank is leaking, so we're probably going to have to buy a hot water tank though, underneath the house, but we're not worried about it right now, so. No, we just went up there. I picked up all the twigs in the backyard and didn't get a chance to do it in the front yard, but I guess he mowed the grass yesterday, so we paid $25 a shot for the person to do the mowing there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I really like that that G4 I got, Sherman. It's a nice radio. I like it. And I think I got Detroit the other day. I wanted a test. I was going to my church. I think I got it up. It stopped coming in to like about around 26, 27 mile when I was going down 94.
That's cool. Where's the location of your church?
It's on Palms Road and Grasset there. There's like one of those turnaround things there. And it's right there, like I said, at there's a blinker light there. If you're coming down Grasset way, you come to the blinker light there. Instead of going straight, you make a right turn, and it's like right there. And then if you come off of 94, you get off at St. Clair Highway, and you take it down to Palms Road, and you come in the back way.
Okay. Well, yeah, the weather has stuff to do with it, too. So, yeah, I remember when I lived in Washington Township, if I put my G5 up on one of the high shelves, I'd be able to pick up Detroit now and then. But it'd be going back and forth from out of range to range, out of range, out of range, you know.
It did that to me a couple times here at the house, but not very often. But like I was at the station today, and I had it with me, and I was around there. And when I was out in the bay, it was fine. But if I went into one room there, it was out of range. So yeah, you just gotta play with it. I'm gonna get that amplifier though you were telling me about, and went in out of town. I'm gonna try that.
Oh yeah, Gary told me that those work real good. So, you guys still have any minuters, or you guys all have, or you guys use handhelds, or you use your the apps on your phones when you guys get called out?
Well, we got that e-dispatch when we get calls, so we can read that, and then we go to our MDTs to get the call too. But no, we don't have the tasers anymore at all. And then when they want to get hold of the part-time guys, the county sends a thing out called Send Word Out, and our phone rings, and recording comes on, and it tells you where they need us or what's going on. So, yeah, we don't have nothing like that no more.
I copy that. Yeah, I know. St. Clair County and Tuscola County uses the G4s, G5s, and they really like them.
Yeah, my friend that program told me, he says, I know it's Tuscola, but St. Clair, they're all 800 now, everything. And he said he's trying to get Macomb County to do it. He said it's a process, but they're pushing for it, so. Because I was listening to St. Clair yesterday, and there was, I don't know what department was, and you heard the tone come through. It was pretty cool, so.
Yeah, I went up to visit Chris one time when he was at Clay Township, and his G4, G5, whatever it is, went off, and yeah, it was wild. For a run that they had.
Yeah, I talked to Goofball Chris, was it last week one day, and I showed him what I bought, so I don't know why he didn't say, well, hey, I got one of those. Maybe he didn't realize what it was.
I don't know. He's just... I don't know. He's a Facebook friend. I don't know. He just... Him and I... I don't know. I don't talk to him as much as I'd like to. But, yeah, I've known each other. We've known each other for... God, it's about 25 years, maybe.
Yeah, I've known Chris not that long, but I've known him, we became real close friends and everything, but it's hard to get a hold of him, because when you call him, he never answers the phone, and then you do get a hold of him, you're lucky to get a hold of him, and Chris is something else sometimes, but he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, he'll do anything. Yeah, son of Kelly. Yeah, he is. He's down to earth, and he'll do the best he can to do something for you. But yeah, I've got some stuff from Romeo Fur Department from him, and he gave me some stuff from Ray Township when Washington Township gave them some pagers, and they never used them. So I got one or two of them, and yeah, he's a great guy. But, yeah, he's hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, he's, I think he's a lieutenant now on, Clay Township now, and he runs for Bruce Township, but he's not on Ray anymore.
Yeah, I know he's an officer for Clay now, but yeah, no. Too much politics. He got tired of it, for Ray.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go of my food beer a little bit. Tell Kelly I said hi, and I'll probably maybe talk to you later. If not, talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566, clear if you're last.
Roger, roger. Well, yeah, Kelly says hi, and yeah, let Tanya said we said hi, too, and hope she had a good Mother's Day. So, yeah, we'll talk at you later. Take care, enjoy your food. Enjoy your food. We'll talk to you later, buddy. WSGU 844. And yeah, we'll be standing by.
Whiskey Romeo Delta Bravo 509.
You're sounding good there, 509. WSGU 844.
Yeah, I'm hearing you guys on, there's a local repeater here in Toledo, but I'm hearing you guys. I don't know where this repeater is.
Awesome. Yeah, we have a repeater system that's linked to about four of them. There's one in Detroit, one in Mount Clemens, one in Mayville, which is in the thumb of Michigan, but yeah, you're coming in nice and clear.
That's nice, coming from here in Toledo. Maybe it's because of the rain that's coming in. I notice sometimes that seems to cause, what I'm looking for here is, I don't know, it extends the signal. What do they call it, travel?
That's like skip. They call it, but yeah, there's a special name for it, but yeah, I've only been on GMRS since beginning of the year, but yeah, I remember still monitor the scanner, and you monitor the low band and the high and the high VHF band, and it's they consider stuff that you hear from far away as skip.
Well, I've noticed a faint signal that usually comes in when the when our local repeater here in Toledo drops out. And I guess it's this one that's from Detroit. I'm not sure where Mount Clemens is. I know it's a suburb of Detroit, but that's all I know.
Yeah, Mount Clemens is about 8 miles north of Detroit. And, yeah, Detroit's, their repeater, I think, is, God, I forgot where they, I thought it was on the Renaissance Center. I'm not sure.
But from what I know, talking to an FCC enforcement agent, his name is Furlow, that Link GMRS repeaters are not compliant.
I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you anything about that. I think they called already M17 or M18. I'm not sure what it, but I know they've got ham radio have a system where they link the repeaters also. So yeah, that's news to me.
We had a good local repeater here, and we had some interference issues from CPers that kept jamming it or, you know, keying up and saying things, and they're not licensed. And we got the FCC involved, and from all the information we gathered, that Link GMRS repeaters are not compliant.
Okay, there's a break out there. Maybe they can tell us more. Go ahead, break.
This is WSAT 580 on the Mount Clemens repeater. And I just wanted to clarify that Link GMRS repeaters are okay as long as you're linking the sites through radio and not through the internet. It's when you try to link through the public internet that things get a little bit on the wrong side of the FCC guidelines. Over.
Thank you for that clarification. If it's from, you know, microwave to another repeater, that's okay, but internet is not okay.
Yeah, I think I've heard that also. WSGU 844.
Yep, yeah, and most of these sites in Michigan on the MI-8 network are indeed microwave linked. They do not use the public internet. There is a couple things that use 44net out there, but I have a very elementary understanding of 44net and its application here, but basically the GMRS sites that have been delinked or shut down in various states are the ones that were connected through the public internet. That's a big no-no, according to the FCC.
Copy that. So I know the VHF, the 2-meter cam band, I'm up here in Lapeer, they're connected to some other repeaters, so they go by the same way?
You know, I'm not sure with the 2-meter band. This is only GMRS that I'm referring to. I haven't done any really research on the ham bands. But as far as GMRS goes and repeaters, yep, you must link via radio station and not through the internet. Also notice here that Mount Clemens repeater seems to be hanging for a bit after transmission stops. It seems to be hanging for a couple seconds, which is not normal for it. I don't know if the admins are out there hearing this, but just a heads up.
583.
Go ahead, 583.
WFEL 583 in the mobile. Just thought I'd throw out there, heard you guys talking. On the ham radio side, you can link any way you want. RF, internet. Does not matter. That is permitted by the FCC.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, 583. But, gentlemen, I'm going to get out of here. It's about time for dinner for us. So, pleasure talking to you all. This is WSGU 844. The name here is Sherman out of Lapeer. And we'll hopefully talk to you all again. And I'll be on the clear side.
Yeah, just to add to that, I do believe the 44 net on the internet is used for experimentation and used with more of amateur radio licenses than it is with GMRS. But I do know that GMRS is radio only, and internet connectivity is definitely frowned upon, and they've shut a lot down recently that were hooked up in various states through the internet.
Yeah, I think I am getting to be on the fringes of the repeater here. I'm getting closer to being back in Lansing, so I will step back out. But like I said, I just heard you guys talking about that and figured I'd throw out there that on the ham radio side, you get lots more options. Anyways, 73's guys, WFCL 583.
Yep, thank you there, 583. This is WSAT 580. Good talking to you guys, and again, I'm not sure what's up with the Mount Clemens repeater, but it seems to be hanging a little bit after transmitting. Like, you let go to transmit and it's still online for about 3 seconds before it cuts off.
WRDB 509, what it sounds like is I'm not connecting to the Mount Clemens one, probably the Detroit one. Sorry about my drunkenness.
Nope, you guys are coming in good and clear. And maybe it's a Detroit repeater hanging a little bit. I don't know. Like, one of them out there seems to be, after transmitting is done, it just kind of hangs open for about 3 seconds and then it disconnects. Heads up, admin.
Sounds like Mount Clemens, because I was on that earlier, and I switched to Detroit back, and it didn't seem to do that. WRYS 363.
All right, I just switched to Detroit repeater. I'm a little further away, so it might be a little scratchy, but just a test to see if it's on the Mount Clemens side. It is definitely on the Mount Clemens repeater. Seems to be hanging for about 3 seconds.
I generally don't use the Mount Clemens one that much unless I get interference on the Detroit side, but I'll get Detroit from like 94 and 275 to 96 and 275 and around out by Rochester and whatnot, so Detroit hits pretty far.
I'm at 16 Mile Road in Grossbeck right now. Just curious how I sound on the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, and a little bacon sizzle in the background, but very clear.
I'm also traveling at 55 miles per hour, so I'm sure that has a little bit to do with it. Not stationary at the moment.
I'm the same. I'm currently on 10 hour, getting towards 14-ish.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSET 544, I got you loud and clear, home coming through.
Coming through pretty clear, a little bit low on the volume, but perfectly readable. How are you?
I was all right until I ate too much dinner. Now I can't hardly move.
What'd you have?
I went to Outback Steakhouse and overdid it. Oh, and then got dessert. I felt okay until after I left.
That's what you get.
Yeah, it's the first night. I figured I'd celebrate. I got a few days. But, yeah, it was a pretty good day. A lot of review because it was stuff that I have done before. But tomorrow we're going to get into some electrical, so that'll make it a little bit more interesting, a little more hands-on instead of just sitting there.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's good that they're getting into a little something more interesting. Hopefully, you say hands-on. They're not going to have you working on stuff, are they? I mean, you're just learning about helping people on the phone, correct?
Nope, they're covering some aspects. Because everybody's from different backgrounds, they're covering a lot of different aspects. It's not like a technical training like you would think. There is some, but a lot of it's just, you know, this is the stuff they're doing, so you got to get a little taste of it. There's still a lot of web-based training and stuff that we'll be doing periodically, just like the same as we did when I was working there. But yeah, it's tomorrow's some electrical stuff, but like just basics of what you would instruct someone to do so that you understand it. One of the big ones is voltage drop test. I know they're going to cover that. I already talked to a guy about that, and he said that's a huge one.
You know, it's funny. Everybody, I mean, voltage drop tests are something that they really hammer on as far as using and wanting everybody to learn how to do and whatnot. Man, I can count the times on one hand that, you know, I actually did a voltage drop test and it, you know, helped me diagnose anything.
Yeah, and a lot of it now is to protect modules so that you're not, you know, because we're used to load testing, throw a light bulb at the end of it, but you can also do damage. So they're shifting, and they have shifted towards, you know, do a voltage drop test. A little better than just resistance, safer than doing a load, you know, because you've got more modules and more sensitive stuff in there than you've ever had before.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. That makes sense, I suppose.
I gotta believe Mark does a lot of that, I would think.
Oh yeah, he always talks about having to know what a voltage drop test is and whatnot. I don't know that I've ever witnessed him do one where it's made a difference in what he's been diagnosing, but yeah, he talks about it all the time.
Well, he's not prying modules, and he's fixing the stuff, so he must be doing something right.
Yep, that's why he's the hawk, I guess.
That's right. I forgot they called him that. Well, speaking of birds, we had a chick hatch today. She's been sitting in the corner of the shelter where we keep the horses' hay, and she's been sitting on probably, I don't know, a dozen or dozen and a half eggs, and one of them popped out. She's still sitting in there. Still no calves from Red. We're still waiting on that.
Oh, it'll happen. Just happens in their time, not our time.
Now hopefully she gives it a day or two because Kristen was feeling horrible today. I know when I was, before I left, her sinuses were bothering her and she was getting that going on. And it got worse today. Hopefully she's just resting and getting over it because she's taking Aubrey back and forth and swinging by the shop. Which that, everything's going good there as well. They're handling it really well. So, yeah, everything's going smooth.
Well, that's good to hear. I did have to tell you that Mackenzie encountered her first chicken loss the other day. She heard a ruckus outside and went outside just in in the nick of time to see a coyote pulling a bird away.
Yep, well, you know, the fox got ours, I mean, twice. What was it, probably, I'd say total between 30 and 40 birds. And we had the first for the second time, and now we're just producing our own, so it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah, she doesn't seem so foreign to the idea of maybe eliminating a few of those critters.
Nope. And depending on what critter it is, you may or may not have to have somebody with a special permit. I don't know what they are. We don't get... Did the coyotes come in the other day and got after the dogs, but that was because... You know, they're having their pups and everything, so they're a little aggressive. We haven't seen a fox in a couple years. I think putting them out in the pasture, the horse and the cows, I know they all chase them off. So we've been pretty good that way. They even wander around the yard, and I mean, just all, everywhere. And none of them got taken, so... Granted, if the weather's nice out, you know, come fall, winter time, that may change, but we let the dogs out too, so that helps.
I was eliminating them and needing somebody with a special permit, that's you tell people.
Well, on a farm, if they're doing or about to do damage, so there's a lot of rules And like that, I don't know them all. If I'm out there and I see a critter attacking one of my animals, yeah, I'm probably going to go after it. But like I said, we haven't had much problem. I mean, it's been the deer. They come in and eat my hay in the wintertime, no doubt about that. But we haven't had a problem ever since we put those birds out in the pasture. All the livestock just runs everything off. I mean, what do we got now, 7 of them out there? So... and possibly 2 more on the way. Yeah, we got plenty of them to chase off the critters.
Well, if it were up to Mackenzie, she'd have that too, but that's baby steps, I guess.
How many acres are they on there?
I want to say they're just a little over 5.
Oh, it's time to put some posts in and run some wire. I got babies coming. We can get them into the cow business.
They got to do a lot of tree clearing first. That 5 acres is quite wooded. I'm going to say it's probably 65% wooded.
Yeah, that's a lot. Are you guys, was it you or them? Are you guys still planning on getting some manure? Because I was out cleaning the other day, and I have got piles of it.
I will bring that back up. We just got 3 14-foot dump trailer loads of compost brought in. We have 10 yards of black dirt sitting here. We have 2.5 ton of rock sitting here and a pallet of mulch.
Sounds like I need to get a dump trailer so I can load mine up and just haul it to you and give it away.
Well, the guy we get our compost from, he just got this new trailer. Friday, he said, he got rid of his old one. I said, man, I wish I'd known you were getting rid of your old one. I would have bought that.
Yeah, it's going to be nice when I get back next week. I get back into a normal groove, and I got to get the garden ready. I haven't even touched it. I haven't even opened the gate. I did go out, however, and the damage that happened to the fence and the gate and everything this winter, I went out and fix that on the pasture. I'm going to seed the front pasture just because it's growing so well. I'm going to leave them off it for a while and then move them in there, and I'm going to split the north side of the pasture off again. So that's where I planted all that seed. And it's there. It's just not doing real well, and I need to get a spreader and spread some manure out there and start helping that grow. But, man, I got grass growing in places you wouldn't believe through all the hay and the manure and stuff that's there, and, I mean, it is thick.
That's good, though. You're regenerating the land.
And feeding myself with delicious beef.
You really need to look into a guy by the name of Joe Salatin. He's been doing hobby farming for a long time. He's got a couple books out there. One that's Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. It's really good stuff. He's got a lot of really good ideas for a small farm on how to reuse everything.
I feel like either we've talked about that before or that name's just really familiar.
I'm going to guess we've talked about it before. I read that book. I've read it twice now. And it's really good. He's from the Shenandoah Valley area. Talked about his 1,000-mile chickens and stuff. Yeah, it's a good read. You would really enjoy it.
Yep, I do remember that because I remember the 1,000-mile chicken. It was getting them butchered one place and then inspected another and here and there and back and forth. And by the time it was done, it wasn't even worth it.
Yep, that's the feller.
You know, I'm surprised how well this handheld's working. I did not know what to expect, but I got here and turned it on, and I mean, it's receiving is crystal clear. Almost no static at all. And I wasn't sure how it would do from inside, but this is working well. I didn't put an antenna on the car. I was going to throw one of the little EV20s in there, and I don't have time. I just needed to get going, so jumped in and grabbed a handheld, and off I went.
Yeah, you're coming in really clear. There's a little bit of fuzz in the background, but once you get talking, you don't even notice it. And, but you're probably pretty close to the repeater down there. I don't know what one you're getting into, but, you're sounding really well on that.
Well, I know from where I'm at, I can hit the Saginaw and the Flint, so I don't know about the rest. I don't know how many of them I have programmed in here, but, yeah, it's nice that it's working. You know, we can at least communicate. I know how hard it is to get a hold of you with a cell phone. A text message may not get answered for 2 or 3 days.
Well, we all have our little flaws, I guess.
I don't know. I don't think it's a flaw. There's days I put mine on my desk, go outside and pretend that cell phones don't exist, and a lot of times those are some of the best days I have.
Yep, I agree. Well, hey, brother, I think I'll let you go. I'll let you sit there and stew a little bit, let that dinner settle for you. You got to get in the house and get some things done before it's time for bed. But it's been good talking to you. It's nice that we were able to have this line of communication while you're down there. And we will probably look forward to talking to you next couple days. WQZJ 969, clear on your final.
I didn't catch the tail end of that, but I know you're heading off. Had some interference. Yeah, I will talk to you another time. I'll have the radio here and on, so whenever. WSET 544, clear.
S528 monitoring.
Scratchy, but you're coming through. Over.
For that return call back. What's your 20 there, brother?
WSAA 336, Saginaw.
WSHC 972, Westland.
Yeah, you're coming through. You're coming just a little far away from your repeater.
I'm coming through the other one up. I can't talk to you. Nothing.
I stepped on you there. Come on back.
I have two of these radios. One of them, I did something. Don't know what I did. I don't even get a repeater tone, so I'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah, roger that. Probably the tones, I'm guessing.
Yeah, very new to this. Only a month or two, and then had open heart surgery. Didn't talk on it for a long time. Forgetting stuff, so gotta watch some stuff and relearn.
Roger that. Best of luck to you. Hope the healing goes good. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that. This is WHC 972. Clear.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Down, isn't it?
175 is up right now, running. It was running yesterday and Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, last couple of days I was trying to key on it. I was getting nothing back, so I figured it was down.
Now you sound good. Exactly what you said before. Very good.
Okay, I just switched over. Your radio's sounding real high pitched for some reason.
I don't know. How about now? Is now any better? Because I'm away from the mic.
It's not sounding like normal. It's really high pitched on his end. Could be my handheld, but it sounds like it's real high pitched.
Sound like right to me, Jack. 817.
It's station 817. Stand by for sure. It's not that good.
Yeah, they're sounding really high pitched. You're getting a little static on that end now. I say it could be my radio. I'm not sure. I'm on my handheld, so.
It's Billy Kenny and Billy Distorted Radio.
There's another station out there. Take a standby if you want. A little bit later. WIUG48. Good station out there.
Yeah, your radio sounded real high pitched, Jack, and a little distorted, like the other guy was saying. I don't know why. I'm not sure if it's my handheld or not, but if you got something going on your end, or it's the repeater. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know what it is. It could be a repeater. It could be me, or I was talking on 625. I was yesterday. I was talking to a few people, and they told me you're going to lower a little bit more of the mic. So I did. So then it said you're sounding good. So I don't know about now.
That's a good song, straight signal. See, it's just real high pitched, like sounding really high pitched for some reason. It doesn't sound normal for your radio normally when I talk to you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because I'm on that 9600.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. You got running full power on that thing?
No, I'm on the medium power. I never ran it for full power. Full power is too much for these repeaters. Roger?
All right, I copy that. It's sounding a little clearer now, so maybe we're just getting interference or something, but how's everything ever going? You enjoyed the day today? It was nice weather out there today.
Yeah, I enjoyed nice weather at work, cut the grass, weed whack, and not finished yet. Then the plant has another work out there. You got to plant something. I plant the pickles out there. I planted a few pickles out there and I have not finished yet.
Yeah, I kind of been doing the same thing, getting all the pots ready out here, filling them with dirt, taking weeds out of them, and got to find some nice flowers to plant on my deck there, my potters. But it's just trying to get ready. The weather hopefully holds steady for a while. Stuff will start growing real good.
That back door got to open up again for the flowers, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know where I can get any free ones, so definitely going to be taking another hit for sure. That's never-ending there.
Yeah. No, that stuff never ends. There's always something to do, and somewhere that door got to open up. There's always, never go wrong. Every single day.
Everything costs money nowadays, so just take it one day at a time and keep pushing forward, I guess.
Yeah, that's all you can do. All right, Tim, let me back out of here. I want to make this another station. What's up? WIUG48.
All right, Jack. Have a fun one. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you tomorrow sometime. Catch you later, WRNW 329 clear for now.
Hello, Randall. Hello, Jack of the FGRU. Just wanted to say, 844, just wanted to say hello and good night.
Oh, no problem. How you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. But this battery in this radio is going to say goodnight to me, so I just wanted to say goodnight to you guys. Wave the antenna at both of you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you take care, and don't work too hard tomorrow. WIUG48.
Roger. Try not to. Take care, Jeff. WSCU R844.
All right, have a good night. WIUU 850. WIUG48, copy. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG48, copy. We're going to try it one more time. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG48, copy. I guess not. WIUG48, clear. Station 817. I don't know if you're still out there or not. Station 817, are you out there?
WSIG 817, copy.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to go to bed pretty soon, but I got a couple minutes to chat. I worked all day and took my dogs for a walk, and I was chatting with some of the other stations earlier today.
Well, that's good. Keep it up. Don't be shy. We'll talk to you. I talk to everybody anyhow. All right, I'm going to let you go because I know you sounds like you're a little bit tired today. Work all day. Oh, yeah, and then walk with the dog, you know, that's another thing. All right, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And you take care. WIUG48.
Thanks, Jack. Have a good night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. WSIG 817.
Station 544. Station 544. Out of Sheboygan. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
What's going on, Jet?
Yeah, you're sleeping by now. I'm the only one up till 12 o'clock. Anyhow. I'm glad you're not sleeping. What's happening? I was on 10 meter. There was nobody out there on 10 meter. But I was on 20 meter. It's, you know, you put a step by step, and was everybody there on the 20 meter.
Yeah, that makes you want to get your license. You're going to have to start studying WSGH 922.
You know, I just was, you know, laughing because of that. Everything, you got to work outside. You got to be here working here. You got to get a grocery. You got to go there shopping. And now you got to study for another license.
Yeah, I know it. It's trying to fit it all in, and then you got to spend the money for more equipment.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, more equipment, more money. More money. Now, you text me that 146-08. What is that? Is that on All-Star or just on the radio alone?
No, it's just on FM, repeater down in Howell. The 146, what is it, 680.
So I don't know if it's going to be on or not. Oh, you know that?
What's that?
Is it going to be like on All-Star? Because in the bottom it says All-Star too.
Oh, yeah. They got it's EchoLink and All-Star. You got the two numbers there. I texted you the thing there. Yeah, you can go either way. You should be able to hit that repeater from your place, I would think. I was hitting it from mine.
You know what? I'm going to try to put it on 10-watt radio. See if we can hit it from there. And I don't know how to put it on this 9600 yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the topic tonight was if you had one antenna, which antenna would it be for HF? So you had guys with different opinions, you know, what they thought was the best antenna, you know, an end feed or a wire or whatever, but it was interesting.
And what's a lot of them say? 40 meter?
Depends on how much money you want to spend, basically. You get a hex beam and, you know, with a rotor on it and that, and spend a lot more than just a wire up in the air. It just depends on what you want to do. By the way, that 9600 is sounding hot.
No, let me go on 625, see what's the difference. Because I'm on 675. And that 675, it's delaying for a little bit, like a 3 second, till it hang up. I don't know why.
Do you have another setting on your mic that you can turn down?
All right, I'm on 625. How'd that sound?
That sounded a little bit clear. I was wondering, do you have another setting on your mic gain to turn down?
Well, it was on number 4, and yesterday they said the same thing. It's hot, and I lowered to 3, and they said, you're doing good right now. So now I got to lower it to 2 and see what happens. I can do that.
Now, that time, that last transmission, you sounded a lot clearer to me.
And just now when I got into 625?
Yep, I believe so.
No, you know, the 675 repeater, and it's got 3 seconds. Delay after you take your finger off the mic.
Yeah, roger that. I heard someone talking about it earlier today. Yeah, you sound a lot better now, Jack. You just sounded like a real high-pitched, you know, like a tingy sound.
Well, then when I stay on 625, instead of going back on 675, is not too far from me. Like the one in Detroit, downtown Detroit, really.
All right, Jack, I heard you out there, so I thought I'd just say hi real quick. We'll talk at you tomorrow. WSGH-922 will be clear on your final.
Tomorrow, another day, we'll go on again on that GM in the morning, and after that, worldwide, and that's what I like, worldwide.
Yeah, roger on that. I'll probably check out the morning brew tomorrow.
All right, take care, have a good evening. I think I'm going to give one more shout to that guy in Cleveland. See if he's out there. Take care. WIUG48.
Okay, Jack. Have a good night. WSGH-922 clear.
One more time,
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm trying to talk to a guy up here in Claire, so
you guys can go ahead and have your breaks.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't have none to say to you.
Sounds like we have some tropospheric ducting coming in, maybe. WRWB 489. I could be wrong, though.
You are wrong. You're an idiot, too.
Alrighty. I won't clear off an inner number, but WSDY 438. Take it away there, MI-8. You're the man.
Well, I couldn't really hear what he was saying at first. I was in a bad spot. But it did sound like he was, you know, on the repeater.
WSDY 438. Yep, Bill, if you're out there, when you talk, I definitely hear you. I mean, it's a wash, so don't worry about jumping in there. I can hear everything you say. WSDY 438, we're listening. WSDY 438. Hey, you guys shut me up there. Why don't you talk, you know? Have at her. Whoever called me an idiot, they should use their identification numbers there. I use mine. Don't be a little sissy.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring.